Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Today's a brilliant day, isn't it? Isn't it a day that you really want to feel more vibrant, more healthy, more alert, maybe even more alive? Well, today's the day that we're going to be talking about that today. Did you know that in society in the United States today, 65% of adults and 15% of children and adolescents in the U.S. are overweight or over obese? Whoa. The psychological mechanism causing this increase in obesity is no mystery. Americans consume more food than and calories than they burn, right? But is that it? Is that the only thing happening? Of course not, right? There's factors that are involved here. The mind is involved here. Stress levels are involved here. Lack of purpose could be involved here. Hopelessness could be involved here. There is a psychology in this, in when you go to lose weight. Have you ever tried to lose some weight and then all of a sudden it pops right back in? Well, in my experience, it's an inner game and an outer game. It's both, right? You know, it takes good medicine, good food, good diets, those types of things to really be able to lose weight. But what else does it take? It takes you really reconnecting with yourself. One of the things that I recommend when you start to lose weight is sit down and write out 10 reasons why you're going to lose the weight no matter what. Get the mind working in your direction and then set it up for a win. You know, every day in your calendar, put this in. What 3 steps will I take today to lose weight? To feel healthier, to feel vibrant. Every day, put that in your calendar. What are the 3 steps I'm going to take today to lose weight, feel more vitality, and feel more joy in my life, right? If you'll do that, along with some of the other recommendations that are going to be made today on the show, because I'm bringing an expert on that has many decades in experience in helping people to lose weight, and be healthy and vital. If you do that, your life's going to get better. You're going to not only lose the weight, right? You're going to create a healthier lifestyle and you're going to be able to keep it off permanently. How cool would that be? Well, I think if you have an interest in that and you really are serious about it, then listen to the show. And you know, maybe there's a friend out there right now you want to go tell to tune in with you. Okay. We'll be right back after the break. I'll have my expert with me then.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Well, as I mentioned, today we're calling the show The Courage to Lose Weight, and I have my expert just popped in the studio, Dr. Rupa Chari. Dr. Chari, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ken, for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. For those of you that don't know Dr. Chari, she's a medical doctor with specialty in internal medicine. She practices integrated medicine for over 23 years, providing virtual consultants along with in-person when she can. She is a medical doctor of a family-owned integrated medical health clinic called the Chari Center of Health. And that's just a little bit about Dr. Chari. There's so much more. Hopefully we'll find out some of that today on the show. Listen, why'd you get into medicine in the first place?
There's many reasons. My biggest inspiration is because of my mother, who everyone lovingly called Mama Chari or Mrs. Money Chari. And she always, when we were growing up, would bring healers from India and around the world who talked about natural healing, mind-body medicine, spirituality. So that was really ingrained in me from a child that eventually that's what I wanted to do. And then our father passed away when, you know, my brother and I were only teenagers. Mm. And he had a massive heart attack when he was only 50. So that caused my mom and my brother and I to really sit down and say, how did this happen? You know, why did this happen? And how can we prevent this from happening to others? So we decided then, and this was back in 1983, that one day we would create our own family healing center where we would combine the best of all worlds and treat people just like a member of our family.
I love it. Well, you know, I know you personally because you are my wife's doctor and have been for many years. And she's healthy and vibrant because of you, I believe. And of course, because of her own efforts. But, you know, Mama Chari was a very big inspiration in our lives, too, as you know. And she inspired, I want to say she inspired brilliance in everybody. So it doesn't surprise me. Back in 1983, she's inspiring everybody to move forward and really overcome for the family and break the cycle of what happened to your father. It just makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she recently passed on May 10th, but we feel her presence stronger than ever. And we are continuing, Deepak and I, with our vision to really bring forth healing and spirituality into this planet.
Well, she left a great legacy. And of course, I was with you at the service and I just loved her dearly. So she's an angel. I feel her presence all the time, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank
she's
you.
Always with me, and I bet she's always with you too. You know, I want to let's talk about this weight thing because they're listen, 60%+ of the population is now in that category of obese, not just overweight. How do we lose weight? Let's just go there. What are some of the steps we need to do? You know, I talked about the psychology of it because I think there's some psychology behind it. But what, from your point of view, what three steps do we need to, four steps do we need to do to start losing weight?
Definitely. Well, the first step is looking at food sensitivities because our food has been tampered with, as you know, in between pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, drying agents sprayed on the grains before they're harvested, and genetically modified foods, and how this is all contaminated our air, our water, our soil. So the foods that we're eating nowadays is nothing compared to the foods our ancestors ate and the quality of this planet that, you know, used to be there before so many of these chemical agents were introduced. And that has led to a tremendous amount of inflammation in our gut. And our gut is where most of our immune system is. So if our gut is inflamed, basically many of the organs in our body also simultaneously get inflamed. And inflammation is one of the key reasons for weight gain. So that's why food sensitivity testing is so important.
Well, there's a lot of thoughts around that. So let's go with the food sensitivities. How do we know we're getting vital foods that aren't contaminated with pesticides or herbicides or whatever sides they are out there? How do we know that? You know, what do we do with that?
Exactly. And, you know, it's not a perfect world, so we can all just do the best that we can. But that's why we always try to support our local farmers with the local farmers markets and buying produce from them. and also your local health food stores, which are buying their produce from your local farmers. Because as much as we can minimize the amount of chemicals in our food, that itself will play a tremendous role in keeping our health vital and minimizing the amount of chemicals that we're ingesting and putting into our bodies. So that's one thing. And so buying organic whenever possible and supporting your local farmers and local community. And then also, you know, avoiding genetically modified foods, which are found in most of the processed foods. So if you keep your refrigerator full of fresh fruits and vegetables, and if you eat meat, make sure that you're getting organic as possible from grass-fed animals that are treated humanely, all of that will be very important. And minimizing processed foods, which means really going into your cupboards and seeing what can be thrown out.
Darn. Yeah. I might have to throw out some cookies that I love or some ice cream. Okay. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to find out a little bit about, you know, you mentioned the gut and, you know, if the gut's inflamed. I'd like to know some of the signs of that when we get back, because I think people kind of don't really understand that. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now. If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. We're talking to Dr. Roopa Chari. And for those of you that know, she did receive her medical degree from the Medical College of Ohio, completed her internship and residency at North Shore University Health System, affiliated with the University of Chicago. Just thought I'd throw that in, Dr. Chari. You've got so many degrees. All right. How do we know if our gut's inflamed?
Yes. Now, it can be subtle for some people, and for others, it may be more obvious. But if you're having gas, bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, acid reflux, you know, these are some key symptoms that may be more dramatic in the sense of saying, okay, something's going on with my gut. Something's not agreeing with what I'm eating. I need to do something about it. But for many people, they will not have gut symptoms. It'll show up in other areas of their body, such as joint inflammation, swelling, redness. They may have trouble sleeping. They may be having a lot of brain fog, anxiety, depression. They may have skin rash or eczema. It can show up in many, many different ways. So it's important to realize that just because you're not having gut symptoms, it doesn't mean necessarily that you're not reacting to the foods you're eating, because everybody's sensitivities are different. And what we call the organs that may take on the toxins and kind of express or show that, you know, something is off, will be different from person to person. And also migraine headaches are very classic with food sensitivities.
Wow, interesting. So, because a lot of those symptoms are symptoms of other things. They can be, right? You know, brain fog, food sensitivities, you know me. Yeah, okay. Maybe something else other than the gut. But, you know, but primarily what you're saying is it starts in the gut. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. It starts in the gut. And, you know, thyroid disease has become an epidemic at this point. And so Hashimoto's, which is basically inflammation or where the immune system ends up attacking its own thyroid, that has been linked directly to inflammation in the gut and has been linked to gluten and other food sensitivities.
Interesting. You know, I've recently come across individuals that have really been conscious of their health, and they've, eat organic. They're really watching what they're putting in their bodies and have for years, and yet they're still ending up with thyroid disease and Hashimoto's and that type of thing. What the heck is going on?
Well, in addition to the physical aspect, so, you know, food sensitivities, number one. Number two is toxins, various toxins, whether it's high fructose corn syrup, dyes, preservatives, MSG, and the list goes on and on and on. But basically, if you're looking at a package and you're seeing a very long word for one of the ingredients, or very long words, I should say, as ingredients in whatever item you're looking at, just know it's been made in a lab and the chemist designed it so it would create cravings for that particular food, so you would eat more of it. I mean, that's just all part of the industry. So toxins play definitely a major role, and then all of that leads to inflammation. And then definitely, just as you were mentioning before, Ken, stress. Because what really drives our behavior and eating habits, and when we, you know, self-sabotage or eat things we know we shouldn't, it's usually emotionally driven. You know, some underlying trauma or stress or anxiety is causing us to say, okay, I want comfort from someplace. And then we end up eating those foods, which are then created to create more cravings and keep that cycle going.
So I'm wondering about how individual this is too. You know, one person can have celery juice in the morning, and the next one can have watermelon juice. But the one that has the celery can't do watermelon. The one that is watermelon can't do so. How do we figure out what the food sensitivities are for ourselves?
Absolutely. So I do a food sensitivity test that can be done at home, just a little finger stick, and it's very easy. So you don't have to go to a lab and have your blood drawn. And it just takes minutes to do. And within 10 days or so, I get the results back and go over them with you, with my patients, and share with them exactly what foods to avoid for a period of time. And it'll be different for each person. So that way it's customized, because in our center, the Chari Center of Health, our philosophy is test, not guess. And once you know what you're sensitive to, that's the first step. Because when you start minimizing or avoiding specific items, it doesn't mean you have to avoid everything, but just specific for you, then you're taking a huge burden off your body for those foods that are creating inflammation. And that's why it's so important to customize. And that's the first test. And there's other second tests that I do as well, which uses hair analysis and looks at nutrients and other heavy metals that may be affecting a person. And that's, again, customized for each person.
Yeah, my wife and I did the hair analysis when we were in Hawaii. We were so surprised to find a couple of things of the hair analysis, how accurate it is, how many chemicals it can test. And, you know, for us, we were able to adjust then, knowing that, and got tested later. And as we adjusted, the test got better. So it's really, really powerful. All right, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to continue on our path about how do we lose weight? How do we really lose weight? Okay, we'll be right back. Well, welcome back. We're talking about the courage to lose weight, because it does take courage, that's for sure. you know, you got to get out of your comfort zone. You have to maybe do things that you don't really want to do, but know you should do. And I'm talking with Dr. Chari here. She's an expert in this. Dr. Chari, if I want to kickstart my weight loss, right? I want to like step it and really step into it. What do you suggest?
Well, just as we were speaking about, if you can find out what foods you're sensitive to, number one. Number two, find out what nutrients you're low in or deficient in. Because for everyone, it's different. For some people, it may be zinc. Others may be magnesium. Others may be chromium. So when you find out, again, by testing and not guessing, what foods you're sensitive to, what nutrients that you need to supplement with and that you may be depleted in, and then minimize toxins of what foods you're putting into your body and on your skin, that will decrease inflammation. And when you decrease inflammation, you will lose weight because your body holds on to fat as a buffer against all of these toxins. So if you minimize those toxins, the fat will start melting off. And then there's definitely hydration. Most of us are dehydrated as well. Just find a purified, good source of water and make sure you're sipping on water throughout the day to help cleanse your body.
I love it. How important is exercise to this whole routine?
Then exercise also plays a very important routine, but it's also important to know that many people's adrenals are, and I won't say necessarily depleted, because our adrenals, really speaking, honestly, do not get depleted. What happens is when we feel tired and run down, and when our adrenals don't make enough adrenaline, it's not because they can't really work. You may need certain nutrients to help your body make more adrenaline or other anti-stress hormones. But what happens is, more than anything, is our body says, we need to put the brakes on. We have our foot on the accelerator. We need to put the brakes on. And that'll cause fatigue and other things as well, you know, symptoms. But with exercise, I believe in moderation. When people go in extreme with exercise and they're so depleted as it is, that can actually cause the body to even slow down more and for some people really hamper their weight loss efforts. So going for a simple walk for anybody, no matter what, where you could walk with a pace where you could carry on a conversation with someone next to you is wonderful, or bike riding or swimming, you know, anything in moderation. But, you know, depending on each person and your metabolism, then we can always, you know, bump up the exercise depending on what will be good for that person particularly.
I love that. Okay. How important are hormones to weight loss? We hear about hormones all the time. First of all, what is a hormone and how does that impact our weight loss?
We can think of hormones as messengers, and they carry information from cell to cell for organs to communicate and for all the systems in our body to communicate. And frankly, we just need very, very minute amounts of hormones for them to carry on their job. And so, and we have so many different hormones, but some of the key hormones involved in issues with weight gain are hormones such as cortisol. And cortisol is a stress hormone made by our adrenals, but it also causes us to gain weight, especially around the belly, which is the most frustrating thing I know for most women and men, is like, okay, how can I get rid of that belly fat? And that's related to a lot of cortisol. Also, insulin. Insulin is another hormone made by your pancreas that helps blood sugar get into your cells so that you can generate energy. But for a lot of people, like the outside of the cell, you can think it has a keyhole, and you think of insulin like the key going in. But if the keyhole is kind of gunked up with toxins, it's not able to make a good fit. So the insulin can't attach to the cells, and then the sugar can't get into the cells. So we end up with higher levels of blood sugar going on in our body and higher levels of insulin, and insulin causes us to store fat too. So and there's leptin and ghrelin, and there's so many different hormones. But ultimately, if we clean out the cells and do all the other steps that we were talking about, that will help with the weight loss.
I love that. By the way, your website is scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now, but we have a listening audience too. So can you tell the listening audience where they can find you?
Absolutely. So website is charicenter.com. That's our last name, Chari, CHARICENTER.com.
Charicenter.com. That's simple enough. Okay. And you do take virtual calls, so people from pretty much anywhere can call you and do a session on Zoom or phone or whatever. Is that what I understand?
Yes. Well, at this point, I'm licensed in California and Florida, and we'll be soon in Texas as well. So I can do remote appointments from any of those states.
Awesome. What about people around the world? What if somebody from England calls? What happens then?
Yes. Well, it should be okay. Frankly, if they're out of the country, legally, I would check that. But it's just more in the U.S. that I'm more restricted.
Yeah. We have to be sure we're following the rules. Okay. So it seems like there's a lot to this weight loss. So it's like, what would you say are like first steps? I think we're talking about go visit you or go visit their doctor is what I'm hearing.
Yes, definitely. The first steps would be, you know, with your doctor, if you can find functional medicine doctor, functional medicine or integrative medical doctor, what that basically means is they combine the best of all worlds. They have the medical background, but also can have the naturopathy background. So they can be able to, they'll be able to, you know, give you natural supplements and have a more holistic approach to really look at you as a person in your totality. So I always start with a good history, and from the history, pretty much you can determine what the issues may be with the person. And then I test all home testing with the finger stick test for the food sensitivities, hair analysis test for the nutrients and heavy metals. And then I put together a customized program, including from a food program point of view. I don't like the word diet, but, you know, for a healthy food program. And then address then if there's additional lab work that needs to be done. And I look at everything very comprehensively. I don't say from here to here is normal. I say from here to here is normal. So I'm able to more find things earlier and put you on a program that will have a natural approach to it and natural remedies and address things early, catch things early, and help people get off their medications or at least lower the dose of their medications and be very preventative as well.
Wow, I love that. Well, listen, we're gonna close this segment. For those of you that are watching us in our 30-minute program, I want to say we're gonna say goodbye to you and thank you so much, Dr. Chari. And for those of you that are watching the whole hour program, we'll be right back after we take a break. But first, I want to thank you again, Dr. Chari, for being on this 30-minute segment. Don't go away. We'll be coming right back. And all of you that are watching us, I hope you are getting a lot out of this today. In fact, I know you are. So it would behoove you to let a family or friend member know about this show. We're always getting amazing guests on the show that are helping you to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. So if that's you and you want to step your life into a greater place, then I hope you'll continue to listen to us. You can see all our replays at voicesofcourage.us. And of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you can also see us on Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media platforms. So hope you'll check us out and hope you continue to watch us. And thank you so much for joining this segment of the Voices of Courage.